KBOE.com election information page and stay informed.
KBOE live and local. It is 6:50 and we want to say good morning and bring into the program our good friend Leland Daines, director of Visit Emporia. Leland, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm doing fantastic. Well, loving this weather these days.
Yeah,
good
no
deal.
Kidding. Feeling like fall out there. So good to have a little bit cooler temperatures and nice to see at least a little bit of rainfall out there this morning. We certainly need that. Well, Leland's in this morning to talk about Veterans Day to some extent here this morning and how Visit Emporia is teaming up with, a local veteran, Gary Post, in the VFW essay contest. What's going on there, Leland?
Well, there's some changes this year. Thanks for asking. Historically, the Chamber and CVB have run an essay contest for the local youth. And we're changing things up a little bit this year. It was, in fact, Gary Post that came to us and educated us about a national VFW essay contest. And that essay contest has, it's got stages at the local level, state level, and national level. And winners have an opportunity to win scholarships at each of those levels. So the program just seemed to have a better opportunity for our area youth. Rather than them submitting those essays to us and having a panel judge them, they'll be able to participate in this larger essay contest. But we still wanted to have a local component to this, so we are still asking area youth to, if they would like, to write an open letter to veterans, and we will share those letters in a variety of locations. Our building, for example, the Trussler Business Center, the VFW's, the Flint Hills Mall. We'll give us some space to share those letters so that all veterans and community members can see what those area youth have written. And lastly, I'll be taking those letters to a few of our senior care facilities and reading some of those to the veterans that can't get out and about in the community.
So the information has been passed along to the area schools and school districts?
That is correct. Okay. Yeah, we sent to as many of the contacts we could find within the area schools. We hope certainly that information is being disseminated down to the teachers and that the teachers are inspiring their students to participate, certainly.
Wow, what a great effort here. Leland, what else is Visit Emporia involved in here when it comes to the All Veterans Tribute here this time around?
Well, we certainly support a number of entities and organizations that are hosting events. It is the kickoff to the All Veterans Tribute festivities, would be the Freedom Fest, and we're really excited about what Steve Harmon and that committee has put together, and I'm really excited about the bridge reenactment, which is new this year.
Yeah.
So that crew is always coming up with something new and exciting, and the number of events is impressive. There's truly something for everyone, whether it be riding, running, hucking, or throwing discs. Multitude of activities.
Yeah, you can run, ride, you can rock, and again, disc golf will be at the Soden's Grove Park, the Eric McCabe Designs course, and we'll get details on that reenactment coming up here in just a little bit, because Steve Harmon will be joining us to have a preview of Freedom Fest here around 7:20. Leland, always a pleasure, my friend.
It is. Thank you, gentlemen. Have a wonderful day.
Good to talk to you. Leland Daines, director of Visit Emporia, with us on this Tuesday morning. Light rain, 63 degrees. Good morning at 6:54.
That loving feeling is back.